The Philadelphia School District has endured school closings, layoffs, draconian cuts to classroom resources, and funding ultimatums over the past few years. But as WHYY's Kevin McCrory reports, there are pockets of parents in the city who, despite the turmoil, have been doubling down on the idea of public education even before their kids start school.
They like dark bars, craft beers, cooing babies, and hold a deep belief in the power of public education. Meet the new generation of urban professional parents who just may be crucial to the long-term success of the Philadelphia School District. At two separate evening events this week, throngs of young, civically-minded Philadelphia parents gathered at bars to drink in the notion of sending their infant and toddler children to neighborhood public schools.
If you visit that school and you go talk to the leader of that school and you interact with the teachers and you see the vibrancy of that school community, I think anyone would agree it's a wonderful place to be, and it's a real the keystone of our neighborhood.
Tom Wyatt, an attorney by trade, chairs the education committee of the Paschunk Square Civic Association in South Philly, where the local school is Andrew Jackson Elementary. At an event organized by Philly core leaders, Wyatt told a tale common among the young involved types holding pint glasses at the Center City Bar. His kids, a six-month-old and a three-year-old, are still a ways from enrolling in kindergarten, but he and his wife are digging in to make the school better now. Funding crisis be damned.
I don't mean to in any way pretend to be naive about the problems of funding, but if you go to your school and you look into the opportunities to dig in and help, you'll find them, and it'll sustain you and inspire you.
Also at the event was Ivy Olish, who 5 years ago founded the Friends of Chester Arthur, a school in the Graduate Hospital neighborhood. That was a year before she was even pregnant.
So we first went to the school and walked around and said, "Wow, this like seems totally fine. I don't know what people are talking about. It's safe. There's learning happening. Kids seem to be happy to be there. Teachers seem happy to be there. I don't understand what the big deal is." And from that point on, we were committed.
Doomsday budget headlines and intermittent reports of violent incidents, she says, can make it difficult for some parents to think that the Philadelphia public school system is a viable option.
It's concerning to me that all you hear is how terrible the state of public education in Philly is. And while there are serious issues that need to be brought to the public's attention, there's not enough attention paid to the successes that are happening in spite of everything else.
Immersed in the neighborhood as a viable community voice, Friends of Chester Arthur has been able to influence major decisions at the school, such as who was chosen last year as the school's new principal. To the Philadelphia School District, parents like Wyatt and Olesh are a godsend. The more middle-class and upper-income taxpayers who stay in the city and work to improve schools, the more parents who will decide to stay and do the same. The vicious cycle that the district often suffers through now could become a virtuous one. Across town the following night, the Friends of Adair set up shop in a bar in Northern Liberties. There's a spread of mini burgers and fancy cheese for the IPA-sipping adults, a table of crayons and board books for the rambunctious kiddos.
I want to see that my kid is in the kind of school where the parents are going to rally together and get what needs to get done.
Chris Morrissey Grubb has a four-year-old daughter and an 18-month-old son.
Right now the school needs curtains for the auditorium, so there's no reason why a group of parents can't get together and figure out what kind of grants we can research, or what kind of money we can raise, or how we can help make that happen.
Adair, Jackson, and Arthur each share the common thread that they're situated in some of the most rapidly gentrifying neighborhoods in Philadelphia. And like the elementary schools in the city's already established top-flight neighborhoods, these schools benefit from a level of private fundraising and parent involvement that often just isn't possible in the poorest areas. Even with those advantages, parents like Morrissey Grubb admit that they're remaining cautious.
Well, my children might go there, so obviously that's mine. Might go there, yeah, depending on, you know, if I... Wait, take that out. I think if we see a lot of progress and if we see a lot of change and if we see a lot of, the things we want to see in a school for our kids, yeah.
As far as academics, each of the schools mentioned here scored well below state benchmarks on standardized tests. Fishtown dad Avery Amaya says he and his wife can't ignore that.
I'm holding Logan, my son, my 4.5-year-old, who's headed off to kindergarten next year. We just don't know where.
He says he's hopeful Adair can be that school. but will definitely put his son's name in the lottery for some of Philly's top performing charter schools. Another option, of course, would be to move to the suburbs.
I don't want to leave Philadelphia. I really like being in a local community and working nearby and not having to drive 45 minutes each way. So that is not at all interesting, but it is. It seems like a sad but real option, you know, if other things don't play out.
For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCrory.